This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, in this episode, we're going to do something a little different and talk about the 2010 Mayberry Days Festival. This is the 21st annual festival that's held in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It'll be held on September 23rd through the 26th. This is a big celebration because we're going to be celebrating the 50th year of the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show, which started on October 3rd, 1960. If you've never been to this event, you're really missing a good time. It's good, clean, family fun. There are a lot of characters there from the show. Also, there's some people who imitate the characters who are just as much fun. Just to give you an idea who's planning on being there this year, first of all, you're going to have the Mount Airy resident herself, Betty Lynn, who played Thelma Lou. She's a very nice lady, and she attends many of the events there. You'll also see Maggie Peterson-Mancuso, who played Charlene Darling. Slated to be there this year is Eleanor Donahue, who played Ellie Walker, the lady druggist. You may remember her. And then Margaret Carey, who played two characters on the Andy Griffith Show, Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie. Then Ronnie Schell was planned to be there. He was Benny the Furrier and Jim Martin, the director, on a couple of episodes. And Jim Lindsay, played by James Best. Some of you may remember him as Roscoe P. Coltrane, will be there. He's been there for a couple of years now. Leroy McNeese will bring his band there. And he was on the episode Mayberry on Record. And he's a very nice man. You can buy a couple of CDs, and he has a song that I love to hear him sing. The name of the song is I Don't Look Good Naked Anymore. It's a really good song. And then Sweet Romina, Jackie Joseph is planning to be there. And then Rodney and Doug Dillard, usually there and doing a concert. And another special appearance by Don Knotts' daughter, Karen Knotts, who does a one-woman show. You find that to be entertaining. George Spence is usually there, and he was Frank the Fiancé, and then Robert Dean, who was in the Pickle Story. Greg Schell, Ronnie Schell's son, is planned to be there, and then the wife of Earl Hagen, Laura Hagen, is planning on being there. And again, there may be other surprises, but those are some of the stars from the show. And then we do have people imitate some of the others. You'll find imitators or tribute artists is what they like to be called. David Browning, who plays the Mayberry deputy. And by the way, Don Knotts met David Browning and very much approved of his imitation of him. And a lot of these characters just have a good time with this. You have a gentleman there playing Otis. Alan Newsom, who does another podcast, Two Chairs, No Waiting, that I hope you'll listen to, will be there imitating Floyd the Barber. You typically see an Andy Griffith imitator, Aunt B. I mean, again, in Gomer Pyle, there's just in Goober, and they all do such a good job. I highly recommend you get a chance to go there. What do they do at Mayberry Days? Well, the town of Mount Airy just celebrates the Andy Griffith Show. And if you don't know this, Andy Griffith actually grew up in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and they actually rent out his house for people to stay in. It's run by a local hotel. My wife and I have stayed there, and we're on slate to be there, I believe, in the year 2014 in Andy Griffith Show, the Mayberry Days.
Again, James Best obviously was
booked out
Jim Lindsay on the Andy Griffith Show.
And but there's many shows that go on. There'll be an
afternoon.
He's got a book
out called Best in Hollywood.
He also does some painting, so very talented guy there. You also have a golf tournament. There's a Mayberry Days dinner and entertainment. You have Bobby Osborne and Rocky Top Express, the Band of Oz. I've already mentioned Karen Knotts and her Tied Up and Not Sold Out show. And the Doug Dillard Band matinee concert. And he also does an evening concert, which is one my wife and I usually go to. The VW Boys will be there to salute Mayberry. And the Vessels of Clay will be in the Downtown Cinema Theater. One of my favorites, Professor Brower's lecture. He usually takes a guest or somebody affiliated with the Andy Griffith Show and interviews them, asks a bunch of interesting questions, shows some clips from the show. You also have Colonel Tim's Talent Time matinee. And another fun time is Memories of Elvis, done by Michael Hoover. He puts on an excellent show there. And then got Mayberry Amp, the Rafe Hollister Band. It'll be at the Blackman Auditorium. Those are some of the events there. And again, there'll be a lot of things that you can buy. Andy Griffith Show. You can buy all kinds of T-shirts, books, CDs. I mean, go on and on and on. You can eat some of the food and meet some of see some of the places that are actually mentioned. A Floyd's Barber Shop, the Bluebird Diner. These are all mentioned on the Andy Griffith Show, and this is where Andy got a lot of these things. So again, it's just a good time to have when you go to the Andy Griffith Show.
You can even see Wally's filling station. So there's so much there at Mayberry Days. But again, it's just a bunch of people. We're all there in celebration of the show. You'd have a good time. You get to meet other people who love the show. And one of my favorite things to do is that, and this may sound a little crazy, but when we watch the Andy Griffith Show, and I'm talking about we, I'm talking you, me, we usually sit at home with our families or some other people and watching an episode, right? Well, one of the things that could happen is you can go to the theater, and they may be playing some of the Andy Griffith Show episodes. So you could imagine sitting in an entire movie theater with a balcony and watching episodes of the Andy Griffith Show. Now, how many times have you watched the Andy Griffith Show with a couple hundred other people? And if you think it's fun to watch Andy Griffith Show at home, imagine watching with a couple hundred other people. Everybody knows what's going to happen. Everybody can probably predict a line and say the next line, but everybody still laughs. And I find that I laugh even harder when I'm with a group of people there to watch the Andy Griffith Show. So again, I just think it's a good time had by all. If you're interested in seeing a little bit more about Mayberry Days, you can go online to www.surreyarts.org/Mayberry Days. That's SURREYARTS.org/Mayberry Days. And there you can see a lot of the events that I just mentioned to you, as well as some pictures from Mayberry Days. And again, I hope you're able to go. Again, the Mayberry Days Festival is in Mount Airy, North Carolina, from September 23rd through the 26th, 2010. Of course, it depends upon when you're listening to this podcast. Hopefully, you still have time to make it there. If not, if it's past that date when you hear this podcast, then maybe you'll be able to go to the next Mayberry Days. So again, go there, see the Andy Griffith Playhouse, the statue of Andy and Opie, and many other things that you can enjoy at Mayberry Days. If you have any questions or comments about Mayberry Days, again, I ask you to contact the Surrey Arts Council, who presents this 21st annual Mayberry Days, or you can email me at burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. And I'll be glad to try to answer. I appreciate all the comments that I get from everyone about Burke on Mayberry. Again, if you have any questions or comments about anything, don't hesitate to contact me. And as they'd say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.